Winter is slowly coming to an end in Michigan, but the arrival of spring means watching out for severe storms. Last Tuesday, three confirmed tornado touchdowns were reported in southwest Michigan. When the storms strike, the National Weather Service office in Grand Rapids relies on a network of volunteer weather spotters to keep an eye on the sky. Less than 3 weeks from the first day of spring, and Michigan has bid adios to La Niña. The semi-regular Pacific weather phenomenon, less famous than her twin brother El Niño, spared us the historic bone-chilling cold we saw back in 2013. State climatologist Jeff Andreessen says while the winter of 2016-2017 won't break any records, it was certainly outside the norm.
It's not as quite as extreme as we've seen in recent years or in the last decade, but certainly way above normal in terms of temperature and wetter than normal as well.
An early warm-up may be an antidote to the winter blues, but it also triggers a quicker arrival of severe spring storms. In the last week of February, parts of southwest Michigan saw two strong systems 4 days apart. Both produced hail and high winds, but Andreessen notes the second outbreak was particularly violent.
On the 28th, we actually had three confirmed tornado touchdowns in Berrien and Cass County, or three total. That is very, very unusual. This is the severe weather season we typically see much further to our south.
Those three twisters were only the second, third, and fourth ever recorded in Michigan in February. Despite all their advanced forecasting models and sophisticated radar systems, meteorologists still depend on live people with eyes on the ground. And for the National Weather Service, trained weather spotters are an integral piece of their profession. At this point, you might be visualizing one of the most iconic film roles of the late actor Bill Paxton. In the 1996 blockbuster Twister, Paxton portrays storm chaser Bill Harding, who races across rural Oklahoma with his estranged wife, played by Helen Hunt.
Go in there,
wait.
You're gonna miss it.
Hold on, just hold on a second.
Have you lost your nerve?
Tighten your seatbelt.
While there are those who chase storms for science or stunt, a trained spotter plays a less risky yet no less important role. Jim Masco helps volunteers keep their vigils. He's the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids.
Well, essentially, it's an outreach preparedness and safety meteorologist. So I spend a lot of time working with communities on getting ready for significant weather and then helping them respond and recover to it.
Masco trains civilian spotters in conjunction with local emergency management officials and communities across the state. In March and April, he creates presentations that teach spotters what to look for and what to report. It's Masco's job to help them recognize the threat of impending severe weather even before the storm arrives.
So being aware of what kind of day they're facing, knowing what kind of threats may be coming from that storm, and then using tools like a mobile weather radar or internet radar to kind of see where that storm is at in relation to them so they can make the decision of, I need to go to safety first, or I have a moment or two to peek out to the window. Most of the time, we prefer people go to safety and report the weather to us either as it's happening from their safe area or immediately after it happens once the weather passes.
A gentle wind blows through Gene Purdom's quiet farm near Williamston. His is a familiar name for many WKAR listeners. Before his retirement, Purdom spent more than 30 years as the station's radio music director and operations manager. He oversaw many broadcast emergency alert messages in his time. These days, Purdom is a trained weather spotter. When the storms strike, he usually phones in his observations. Most are about wind damage, sometimes hail, and more often, flooding.
If you have a stream that is going over the road, they want to know about that real fast because a flowing stream can carry a car or truck away pretty fast.
Dietz Creek flows past Purdom's backyard. The water is high but not overflowing.
We have a bridge over here, but it's not really safe to walk on. It's falling apart.
Good to know before we do that.
Well, they don't drive tractors over it anymore. So, we're looking at Dietz Creek. I've seen it as high as up to this tree, but that's about as high. It's never really flowed over the bank.
And I'm going to guess that this tree, which is definitely up the bank, oh, that may be 8 feet above the river.
Yeah.
And that's probably 20 feet away from the river?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it was a lot of water.
It's high. It's not flooding, but high because we're heading into spring. So this is not unexpected.
No, no. Normally we'd have a snow cover now. And getting into March, all that snow would start melting and, you know, the creek's going to rise naturally every spring.
In addition to being a spotter, Gene Purdom is one of a small handful of people in Ingham County who volunteer for another National Weather Project. In 1998, Colorado State University created the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. Its members refer to it by its unique acronym, COCORAZ. It's also an all-volunteer force. Every COCORAZian, if you will, measures precipitation with a rain gauge. Gene's is just a few steps out his front door.
This is the COCORAZ rain gauge. And I think they really want people to use the same unit for consistency. And what I would do, now if you look there, I've got 0.02 inches of rain. You go to the bottom of the meniscus. So it's on 2. So I just empty that out. And I'm set to go. Now I'll report that to probably tomorrow. But that's how that works.
What's the most amount of rain you've ever seen in that gauge?
I think probably about 3 inches.
In what period of time?
In 24 hours. Because people around here, Fenton reported 7 inches that morning, I remember. And people like in East Lansing and Hazlitt were reporting 4 or 5. That was a huge amount of water.
Meteorologists say weather spotters are a crucial element of public safety. The confirmation, or ground truth, they provide enables forecasters to determine when to issue weather alerts for people living in the path of a storm that they can only see on a radar screen. The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids will conduct its annual spotter training series beginning Saturday, March 11th, in Shelbyville in Allegan County. The program comes to mid-Michigan on April 22nd with 2 events. One will be held at Holt Christian Church in Lansing, and the other will be at the Jackson County Jail in Jackson. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.